and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yodi.com.
October 23rd, 2000. A failed suck submission. Page 1. The suck debates. A dialogue with American people. Unless they happen to be Ralph Nader or Pat Buchanan. Lehrer. Good evening, America, and welcome to the fourth and final debate between presidential candidates Al Gore and George W. Bush. I'm your moderator, Jim Lehrer. By tradition, a coin toss was to determine who answered the first question, but the silver dollar was grabbed from the air and pocketed by Vice President Gore. The Bipartisan Commission on Presidential Debates has decided that this constitutes heads, so the first question goes to the Vice President. Page 2. Lehrer. Mr. Gore, for 10 years and through two administrations, Saddam Hussein has been America's public enemy number one. If he were to offer $100,000 to your campaign, would it alter your administration's policies towards Iraq? Gore. No, of course not. A Gore administration will have only the security interests of. Lehrer. 200. Gore. Sure. I'll be anybody's bitch for 200. Lehrer. Governor Bush, a rebuttal? Bush. No fair. Oil money is supposed to be mine. Page 3. Lehrer. Mr. Bush, your promiscuous bisexuality is well known. How do you reconcile your status as a born-again Christian with ravenous cucklust? Bush. What? I'm not bisexual. Lehrer. My apologies, Governor. There's been some mistake. That question was for Secretary Cheney. Bush. But, Lehrer, Mr. Vice President, your comments? Gore. Under my administration, I will fight to make sure both members of the Republican ticket will be protected from hate crimes, no matter their craving for sweaty man flesh. Bush. Hey. Page 4. Lehrer. We now move on to the second part of tonight's debate, where the candidates will directly question each other. Mr. Bush. Bush. Mr. Vice President, we all know about your involvement in the environment, governmental efficiency and the minutia of nuclear arms control. My question is, sir, are you just the biggest weenie ever, or what? Gore. Now that's just the kind of personal attack that. Bush. Weenie. Weenie boy. Weenie. Gore. Stop it. Stop it. Bush gives Gore a weggy. Bush. Weggy. Page 5. Lehrer. Mr. Gore, you may now ask a question of Mr. Bush. Gore. Governor, please repeat the following sentence. She sells seashells by the seashore. Bush. The American people don't. Gore. Say it. Bush. She sells seashells by the seashore. Lehrer. Mr. Gore, a rebuttal? Gore. I can't believe I'm tied with this moron. Page 6. Lehrer. We now begin the third portion of the evening. Questions for the candidates from the audience. Yes, ma'am? Woman. Mr. Gore, you have been accused in the past of repeatedly embellishing your record of claiming that you invented the internet, for instance. How do you respond? Gore. I'd like to take this opportunity to correct a misconception. I never said I invented the internet, merely that I took the initiative in helping to create it. Lehrer. Duly noted, sir. Governor Bush, your comments. Gore. Though the web, that was mine. Microwave popcorn too. Lehrer. Governor. Gore. And written language, Chicken Kiev and the Bossa Nova. The human circulatory system. Argon. Lehrer. Governor Bush. Gore. Yes, him too. Page 7. Lehrer. And the final question of the night is for Governor Bush. Sir? Fish. Yes, I'd like to ask Governor Bush if. Bush. Not you again. No. I'm right out, damn you. Leave me alone. Fish. But, Bush, there's no such thing as a floating, talking fish. You're not real. You're not real. Gore. I would like it noted for the record that I sponsored the Floating, Talking Fish Protection Act of 1991. Page 8. Lehrer. We now conclude the fourth and final debate between the best men that both major American political parties have to offer. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God help us all. Bush curled into a fetal ball. No fish, no fish, no fish, no fish. Gower. And I'm not just saying that to pander to the floating, talking fish vote, either. Lehrer. I need a drink.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.